Let's move on to our medley, and we'll review what we did last time, and then I think we got to page, oh, we got to page 11. I thought it was 9. So tonight's musical journey is Ticket to Ride and Let It Be, and maybe we can get to She Loves You, too.
We're starting at
11. Let's start from the top. For Alto's class. Just listen to these chords once. So we sing, we're all in an F, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, bright. Let's do that again, but just listen, don't sing. Sing it in your head. So. So, unusual chord progressions, but it leads to this sunbeams breaking through. And then we're on to the next section. Okay, so the intro is this. Hey Jude mixed in there when we're singing that first ah, and then our chords go down as we go. So let's think about that shape that we're singing for that ah, has to be really tall. Everyone match it up. We'll help really keep it in tune as well. There is a fermata on the fourth note when we're doing that, and then we're in tempo. So let's try that one more time. You just have to be ready to come in after. So it goes, bum, bum. Move on to measure 12. Got a good reason. And this, when I listen to it, it's very, very smooth. Got a good reason. Oh, just really, we don't want it to sound very notey. So let that just fall out. Let's try that from 12. 1, 2, ready, go. Look at the tenor or baritone line. So long, so that's measure 24, is it? It's the middle of 5.
Yeah.
from, how about all parts from She Was a Day? It doesn't go where I think it's going to go. She was a day. Right there. Let's try that in tempo. So one, two, six. Picking apart and doing parts and things.
No, so you need the hand.
Okay. I need both hands. I need all the hands I can get. Let's look at the baritone part at "But when I get home to you." So part of this is turning into unison, but it's not. So those notes are far apart. So let's do baritone. "But when I get," that is middle of six. Pick up to the middle of six. Slowly. Ready. Yeah.
"But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel you."
This is unison.
All right.
So keep that right. It's just an eighth note. Right. Almost think of it as staccato so it doesn't carry over. All right. Off. And then this was good. You know, I feel all right. So the soprano and alto part, "But when I get," let's try that. Same spot. And then we'll put it together. Top of six, "But when I get." Ready, go. So that second note of all is one beat. Ba-da, that's what we're leading to. All right. And then get off of it. Good. Let's put that together. "But when I get." Actually, let's get into it from, go back to 28. That's a better place to start. Pick up to 28. Bottom of five. So one, two, sing. Here, because this is, once you get on it, it's okay, but you're moving in these let's just do it for altos. Our newly minted altos. So we have measure 73, 74. Really slow. Ready, go. Face that she keeps in a jar by the door.
Jeez.
That's deep. Do you want to do that again?
Yeah.
Okay. So altos again, 74. Ready, go. Together slowly. The sopranos are here, altos are here. Really slow. Ready, go. Other parts are doing this in the dream. You got that.
Do you want us to be singing at that point?
Not at that point, but we'll add you back in now as we speed it up, if we're good to speed it up for the altos. Have a little challenge here. So let's go from 72, and we'll go with the accompaniment. We're slowing down on the third time that we do it, so after the second repeat. Good. Let's check our parts for... Ah, look at all the lonely people. And what I want to do with that is crescendo the whole phrase. So over those, is that three measures? We'll start a little soft and get louder throughout those three measures. So we're crescendoing a phrase rather than just a single note. So soprano sing, do your ah. Ready, go. And it's the same. Good. Altos. Let's do this. So you're here. Ready, go. That's it. Try that again. So you meet on people. That's good. Uh-huh. Can we try those together? Sopranos and altos, slowly, ready, go. Okay, so we're cutting off on beat four there. When I'm playing bump bump, you should not be singing, so you don't even have to count. If you listen to chunk, 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 off. This is a musical term we use. Chunk. These are called block chords, so it really helps you count things without it having to count one, two, three, four. Let's do tenor there, 92. So one, two, three, four. Look at all the lonely people. Try that one more time. try all parts there. So here we go. Bass. Moment there. What sad does this? Sad goes down to here, and then I think it's today. So there's some 16th notes mixed in there, but if you're doing it as a solo, it can be a little free and open. We don't have to be so strict with the rhythm. Day, yeah. And then sopranos. Altos can sing this too. They would like, you're resting, but you might as well. That's the guy that's driving. He's going away. Good. Oh, that's still solo.
It's solo.
It is still solo, sorry. That makes more sense. But then there's this. The guy that's driving there is going away. So that could be one tenor joining in. For right now, let's do sopranos and tenors on that, and then we'll all be in He's Got a Ticket. Oops. So sopranos, try the solo, I think. So one, two, ready. Do this rhythm now. Run, one, and two, and three, and four, and sometimes you gotta count. One, and two, and three, and four. And then the third chord comes on the and of four. Good. So we have our oohs. I'm back on 12. Page 12, he's got a ticket, middle of 12. Okay. Let's try that with everybody. So one, two, three, four. This is sopranos. He's got a ticket to ride, but he don't. Try that with me, sopranos. Bottom of 12. Sopranos only, and then we'll add the ahs. Right there. Ready, go.
He's got a ticket to ride.
So this is saying, ride, but he don't care. Two, three, don't care. That's really fun. Our ahs on the bottom of 12 are here. This is when they're singing that same line we just did. Let's try that ah. So one, two, three, four. And then we just have two beats. We're off on three for the next measure. So that is a, two, three, four, one, two for altos. Try that with me. Ready, go. Good. Tenors are doing you go up to there, two beats, and then basses stay on that. Put that together. One, two, ready, go. Could be the solo resuming or probably sopranos too. It's a little challenging to keep that all together, but it's working. So let's go back to a middle of 12. He's got. Here's our oohs. And here's our now free keys. So nice and easy, really light. One, two, ready, go. Sopranos and altos there. Think. So it's just a brief little rest there. At bottom of 13, one, two, three, four. That one's different, so we're going to hear for sopranos. That's top of 14. Turn that page quickly because it's not what you just did. And then altos are down here. So altos are doing think I'm gonna be sad for that second one. And then we have a repeat. Sopranos are doing. And you're going to hear. Let's try those again. Sopranos and altos, bottom of 13. One, two, ready, go. Tenors, bottom of 13, I wish there were more measure numbers in this piece. I don't think there's any on this page. So that's your first thing. Tenors, ready, go. That's it, good. And then basses are doing, down here, ready, go. And yours doesn't even change the second time. All right. The basses are being the altos for this section. Stuck on one note. Let's put all that together, please, and we'll do it with the repeat. Fold that page and just be ready to turn it back quickly. And this is piano, really light and soft, swing and breeze. One, two, ready.
Think I'm gonna be sad.
Bases, letters, this nice chord. four beats, and then we have one, two, three, four. And then we're like a gospel choir. Oh, let it be. The rhythms are like what we notice, but the notes change a lot too. So sopranos there is saying, ah, so B4 is empty. Altos do, tenors, and then basses can do that too because the B is actually the solo there. B, you can go with the tenors for that. Oh, let it be. And again, we don't need a really strong T and let it be. It's too much work for this style. Can we try those all together? Oh, let it be. Bottom of 14. Ready, go.
Oh, let it be.
That's it. We don't hold to the end of the measure, but we're just trying to get the pitches. And then we have all men. We have all singers that are singing on the bass clef. Sing. And in my hour of darkness, she is
standing by.
In just a second, but good to sing through things first. Bum, 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 bum. We have this going on. Basses, tenors, sorry, altos, sopranos. So this is. We hold that out with a fermata. Good. Then we have something new. Try that one more time. One, two, three, four. Then we have an empty measure, and then a new song. Good, let's go back to page 15 and just look at some of these parts. So altos pick up to 139. You do. Sopranos, let's do yours. Top of 15. This is measure 138 on O. Sopranos, ready, go. That we've all heard before. And then tenors, let's do yours. 138. Ready, go. All over the place in a good way, and then basses to So you're coming from, let's do it for basses from 137. So that's speaking. Top of 15, the first measure of 15. Ready, go.
Speak, words of wisdom, let it be.
And then,
let it be. Let it be. It should be, yes. Good question. I just noticed that when we were going through it the last time. So you're going to stay on the F sharp.
So
altos will do, oh, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Mm-hmm. So you can draw on a tie there, just like they have for the, and the tenors and basses are tied too. They didn't put it for you. Let's get into that section actually from And In My Hour of Darkness. Bass clef voices, bottom of 14. Ready, go. Our new section all the way from measure 100. So that's bottom of 11. A little sooner, but we're holding the middle one a little bit longer than you think. Okay, let's do that from he's got it where it's end solo, middle of the page. Yes. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. So, just one thing is sopranos, be ready for that first. Oh, let it be. And then it's the same again. Oh, let it be. And then you're home free. So you're on the melody that we all know, but this oh, let it be is new to this arrangement, so we don't exactly have that in our heads. But let's keep working a little bit on She Loves You. So we have sopranos and altos do 1, 2, 3, 4. And then pick up to 151. You think? 1, 2, 3. Again, and we'll get a little faster. You think you lost your moderately fast. 1, 2, 3. Go back to 150, pick up to 151. Not that fast. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, ready, go. Pick up to 175, close your eyes. So, 1, 2. Close your eyes and I'll miss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember I'll always be true. And while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send my love to you.
And then we have all my love.
Good. Let's do the top voices, and then we'll put that together. One, pick up to 175. Close your eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Close your eyes and I'll miss you.
Just top voices. Altos, you hold that E the whole time, and then we split on top of 20. It just keeps going. Okay, let's put that all together. All parts at 150, pick up to 151. You think? That's the start of She Loves Me. Page 16. Got it? So 1, 2, 3, sing. So look at these, before we do it, look at top of 7. We're holding these a little too long. So it's can't buy me love. 2, 3, 4, love. No rest, can't buy me love. 2, 3, 4, I'll buy you a diamond. So watch those rests there. 2.5 beats of rest in those two sections there. But we'll start right on measure 43. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Okay.
next week we'll get to yesterday. So we're on 20, and we have 31 pages. That was a really good chunk, and a really fun chunk, too.
Yes.
I like that section.